Hello, Apostolic Insiders. Welcome to the 32nd Sunday in Ordinary Time, and welcome once again to the Staples household. You know, the readings this week are providential, to say the least. And, you know, God is so good to us in the midst of a time where I'm sure we are all greatly disappointed in that it looks like, barring a miracle and legal battles and such, which doesn't look like it's going to happen, President Trump will no longer be our president, and we are now going to have the most radical pro-abortion president in history, who is just on the wrong side of just about every moral issue there is. And, you know, and there's so much more. Religious liberty. I mean, we're in danger in many different ways. And yet the readings are so providential, because the themes of the readings this week are basically wisdom and hope. Now, wisdom and hope are both virtues. We've talked about before. Virtues are what? Habits of the soul that incline us to act in accordance with right reason. There are natural virtues and there are supernatural virtues. And in fact, wisdom and hope have both a natural and supernatural component. But again, they both order us to our ultimate end, which is heaven, but in different ways. And really, this is the theme of the readings, folks. We don't look to politicians. We don't look to governments as a source of our hope. Ultimate, our hope is in Jesus Christ. It is in Almighty God. And with that as an introduction, let's go to point number one. I want to read a little bit here. The reading, first reading from Wisdom 6, verses 12 through 16. Let me just read verses 12 and 15. Listen. Resplendent and unfading is wisdom, and she is readily perceived by those who love her and found by those who seek her. I love that. Just as our Lord promises, ask, seek, and knock, and what? It shall be answered, you shall find, and it shall be opened. That is a promise of our Lord. Well, with wisdom, it is the same. And in fact, we have this promise in James chapter 1, verse 5. St. James says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives willingly and upbraideth not. That means, Rose, God will never say no to you if you ask him for wisdom. He will give you wisdom. Now, sometimes wisdom comes, though, through experience and pain. Right? As Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 8 says, but he will answer. In other words, it doesn't come immediately necessarily, although God can do anything. He will answer that prayer, and that is powerful there in verse 12. But now in verse 15, for taking thought of wisdom is the perfection of prudence, and whoever for her sake keeps vigil shall quickly be free from care. Now notice, the scripture here says that wisdom is the perfection of prudence. What's the difference between wisdom and prudence? Many people think they are just synonyms. They're actually not. There is a difference. There's some overlap, but there is a difference. The difference basically between wisdom and prudence is wisdom has to do with the abstract, conceptual. It's more of, or at least it tends toward, an intellectual virtue. The wise one ponders on the things of God, the relationships, the hierarchy of truths and such, and is able to understand intellectually what is most important and how to act. Prudence, now again, both wisdom and prudence are both intellectual virtues and moral virtues. They deal with both the intellect and the will. They deal with theory as well as practicality, but wisdom tends toward, are you following me, Rose? Wisdom tends toward the intellectual, whereas prudence tends toward the practical, right? Wisdom tends toward the supernatural. Prudence tends toward the natural. And again, there is overlap here, but that's kind of the key. Both wisdom and prudence are bridges between the intellectual and moral virtues. Wisdom skews toward the intellect. Prudence skews toward the will. Once again, wisdom toward the theoretical and prudence toward the practical. But the key is we need both in order to follow the Lord. We need wisdom, we need prudence, both the intellectual and the practical, to be able to keep our eyes focused on our ultimate goal, which is heaven. That's point number one. Now, in point number two, I want to go to Psalm 62, the psalm for this week. In verse 3, it says concerning wisdom, O God, you are my God, whom I seek. For you my flesh pines and my soul thirsts like the earth parched, lifeless, and without water. See, the ultimate end of wisdom is God. This is what our entire lives have to be ordered toward. Because, Luke, if your goal is anything other than God, you will always be disappointed. You will never be happy. And we have so many people in our culture whose goals are political. Hence, when Hillary Clinton lost 4 years ago, no! There were literally people committing suicide and people crying and thanks be to God. Notice how with Trump supporters, who, let's face it, tend to be Catholic, Christian folk, and Catholics as well as Christians who actually believe in their Catholicism or in their Christianity, you notice they're not out burning down buildings. They're not. And why is that? Because the more you have God in your life, the more you know your hope is not in Donald Trump. Your hope is not in the United States government. Our hope is in Almighty God. Hence Psalm 62. Again, O God, you are my God, whom I seek. For you my flesh pines and my soul thirsts, like the earth parts, lifeless and without water. The wise man, Luke, knows that his ultimate goal is God. Do not let anything, anyone, anything that happens in this culture turn you away from your ultimate end, which is God. Now, point number three, and I love the way the readings then turn from wisdom to the ultimate end of wisdom, which is our rest in God, to now the second coming, which is interesting because we're approaching Advent. You'd almost expect these readings to be during Advent. Because in Advent, of course, we look forward to the coming of the Lord at Christmas, but also beyond that, the ultimate coming of the Lord, the second coming of the Lord. And yet here, we are coming to the end of ordinary time, and we have this reading concerning the second coming. And why is that? Well, the reading will tell us, because we have to be prepared no matter what time of the season is, whether it's Christmas or Easter, whether it's Advent or Lent, or ordinary time. And let me read from 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13. We do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, about those who have fallen asleep, so that you may not grieve like the rest who have no hope. Right? Remember, once again, no! If your hope was in Hillary Clinton, guess what? You will always be disappointed. But if your hope is in Donald Trump, you will also always be disappointed. Because guess what? Our hope is in Jesus Christ. So he says, so that you may not grieve like the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose, and that's everything. If we believe Jesus Christ died on the cross, was resurrected from the dead, and is alive and well in every tabernacle and all the apostolic churches all around the world, and we can receive him on our tongue, what in the world do we have to be sad about? Absolutely nothing. Because ultimately, this life doesn't matter. All the little things that happen in our lives. Luke, you talked about this last night. How you get upset about these little tiny insignificant things. Why is that? It's because you can get your focus on them. if your focus is on, oh, I didn't get my homework done today, so I'm right? We can never allow little things like that in our lives to get us off of our ultimate focus, our ultimate goal, which is Almighty God. And that's the same for all of us. But let me read forward here in 1 Thessalonians 4. Indeed, we tell you this on the word of the Lord himself, with a word of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, will come down from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Thus we shall always be with the Lord. That is our hope. Did you hear what I just said, Luke? Yes. That is our hope, right? The Lord himself will descend from heaven. And the last point I'm going to make, point number four, is found in the final reading, the gospel. This hope is our salvation. The hope that we place in the Lord. As Pope Benedict the 16th said prophetically in his encyclical letter, Spe Salvi. Spe Salvi means hope saves. Hope saves. And by the way, Pope Benedict made it clear so beautifully in Spe Salvi. But we see this in our final reading, the gospel from Matthew 25 verses 1 through 13. In the famous parable of the 10 virgins. And we all know the story, folks. But notice how 5 were what? Wise. And 5 were foolish. Now, how were the 5 wise? They were wise because they prepared for the coming of their Lord. Because they were vivified. Now, notice how wisdom and hope are joined together. Right? The wise were prepared because they were vivified by the virtue of hope. Now, hope inclines us to be able to overcome obstacles to reach the ultimate goal. It's interesting how that wisdom helps us to direct our lives properly, to order ourselves toward the ultimate good, which is God, and all hierarchical goods as they relate to God. In other words, it helps us to focus on the things that are most important, right? Hope helps us to overcome any obstacles that come our way, and they can be manifold, including losing an election, right? But things obviously much more important than that. Sickness, right? Even falling into despair in your life when terrible things happen in your life and you don't know where to turn. Hope is what vivifies us and empowers us to overcome those obstacles. The 5 were wise because they understood what was most important, and they were hopeful. They prepared. They overcame the obstacles necessary to be ready. Hope inclines us to persevere in the faith. And the final verse of the reading from Matthew 25, verse 13 says it all. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour. This is our charge today. Stay awake. Look to the Lord who is your hope, and nothing can stop you from your ultimate goal. God bless you.